It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com. It's time to start a revolution.
Be bold and put on the big hat. Discover 13 ways to embrace the queen within and live with the self-assurance, spark, and enthusiasm your inner voice is begging you to do. Hello, my name is Annette Daly, and I am the Chief Executive Queen at So Saith the Queen, LLC. I help women gain clarity about what their inner voice is nudging them to do in order to experience a life of boldness, confidence, and significance. You can enjoy a deeply satisfying life knowing you're doing exactly what you're meant to do with purpose, conviction, and success. In case you haven't heard this in a while, I'll state it again. Life is meant to be enjoyed. I don't know how many times I heard growing up, you have to work hard in order to get ahead. And I've come to realize it's only hard if you don't like it. If you love your work, it's not hard. I love to work, and I used to live in an unbalanced life of mostly work with a little play. Now I know enough about myself that I have to play my way to success. So today's podcast is about having some fun, being bold, silly, and bodacious. And I want to thank Tess Marshall for the inspiration for this show. So here's a quote. Joyfulness keeps the heart and face young by Orson Swett Marden. I believe if you want to be happy, then you have to make time for fun. Making time to smell the roses, as my dad would always say, is paramount to appreciating your one wild and precious life. Life is short and will pass you by quickly. Be sure to make memories having fun. So the first tip is to have fun, become a fun person. I remember growing up and spending time with my grandparents, and I rarely ever remember them complaining about having to do chores around the house. We always made time to sing, play games, and tease each other. And Grandma has the most beautiful, deep smile lines on her face. Number two, write down five things you like to do. Coffee with friends, a Saturday morning group run, or browsing a bookstore, or just a few inexpensive ways to add enjoyment to your life. Attending concerts, the theater, or sporting events at a nearby university can make an ordinary weekday feel like a Friday. Participate in activities that will free you from your routine. Jean Houston is quoted as saying, "At the height of laughter, the universe is flung into a kaleidoscope of new possibilities." So number three, be spontaneous. Remove any and all guilt about having fun. There's no shame in taking time off from work to have fun. Unplanned fun is often the best kind. Accept the next five invitations you receive and get in the habit of saying yes to pleasure and fun. Number four, experiment with life. Try something new. Meet new people. Learn to explore. Take a dance or cooking class. Instead of your usual movie and dinner on Friday night, plan an evening hike or bring out an old board game. A Japanese proverb is, "Time spent laughing is time spent with the gods." Number five, make a fun habit, or make fun a habit. Create a to-be list and put fun at the top. Choose to smile and laugh more, and learn how to be silly. Watch stand-up comedy both on and offline. Make it a practice to spread joy and make others laugh. Number six, make small changes. Watch a sunset or sunrise. Ride your bike or watch an old movie. Experiment with unusual music. Wear a new color or change the way you wear your hair. Go barefoot. A life lived in a rut is like waiting to die. Change one small thing today and color your world happy. Number seven, save your $1 bills. For 6 months, every day, save all of your $1 bills. Put it in a large, clear container and think of it as your fun money. Plan on something special just for you. Each time you make a deposit, mentally plan where you'll go and what you'll do. Just think of all the things you can see, do, or be. Quote from Unknown is, one day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. Number eight is unplug. Being the greatest multitasker means you are a great time waster. Free your mind. Be present. Notice your surroundings. Make eye contact with strangers. Engage in conversation. Get connected face to face because it's very good for your soul. I love this quote by Colin Powell, who said, have fun in your command. Don't always run at a breakneck pace. Take leave when you've earned it and spend time with your families. Okay, here's number nine, slow down. Taste your food. Turn off your inner critic. Savor quiet moments. Stop thinking and talking about your work or your to-do list. Enjoy being with yourself. Become someone who is fun to be around. Number 10, refuse to gossip or complain and end the comparison game. Nothing good comes from participating in these things. They will suck the energy, life, and joy out of your existence. Number 11, don't take life so seriously. If you find yourself full of fear, worry, or dismay, seek outside help. Commit to taking action for what you can change and let go of the rest. You won't be able to enjoy life until you do. You know, we never have to tell small children how to have fun. Number 12 is enjoying the small stuff. Find time to notice, appreciate, and enjoy a cup of coffee, a quiet morning, a cool breeze, a full moon, a joke, the stillness of a mountain, or the laughter of a child. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for the gift. And lastly, number 13 is spend time in nature. Go camping. Plant a garden. Visit the botanical gardens. Pick your own strawberries or blueberries. Build a tree house, for example. Life is too short to be anything but happy. I believe we are here for joy, fun, and adventure, so why not make it a priority? If you would like support becoming bold, gutsy, fun, and free, then contact me at sosaiththequeen.com. While you are there, you can sign up and receive my free e-report, 101 Ways to Be a Queen and Live a Royal Life. Remember, every moment is a gift. Cherish your gifts and share them with others. So saith the Queen. Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you